manufactured. You can't go to the store and buy nothing. We do have people that's making gas tanks and things like that. But the rest of it, you just got to have a machine shop make them.
Some people like to spiff up the engine with new paint, while others like to maintain character by preserving what remains of the original finish. There are plenty of websites dedicated to the hobby of restoring small engines, as well as swap meets for buying and selling parts. Archer says you can buy some old engines for $50, and yet he had a friend that sold one for $50,000. So what do you do with an engine once it's restored? Grind corn for the birds, hook it up to a churn and make some homemade ice cream, or just enjoy taking it to shows and meeting others with the same interest. Learn more about restoring small antique engines at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump set to nominate Pam Bondi to lead the Justice Department now that his first choice for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz, has pulled his name from consideration. Bondi is the former Florida Attorney General and has been a longtime member of Donald Trump's inner circle. Powerful weather on either side of the country.
Millions on alert for flash floods as a powerful storm soaks the West Coast and much-needed rain in the Northeast. In Northern California, homes flooded, cars submerged as torrential rains dumped more than 17 inches.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Santa Rosa, California. A vote set for today in Texas over whether the Bible should be taught in public schools. It wouldn't be required, but districts that choose to include it in their curriculum could get more state funding. The UN warning of a stark increase in the number of Palestinians suffering from severe hunger in Gaza. In the North, aid groups say a full-blown famine is likely underway. This is ABC News. Scientists now identifying a compound found in tap water across the country. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
A chemical compound found in drinking water that scientists have observed for decades has now been identified. But the question remains whether it could be toxic. Scientists published their study in the journal Science, calling the byproduct chloronitramide. It comes from chloramine, a chemical first added to water in the early 1900s that helps prevent harmful organisms in drinking water.
And while experts say this compound should be studied, there's no evidence right now that it may be harmful to humans. Another teenager from Australia has now died after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. At least six people have died in what some are calling a poisoning of foreign tourists. The company behind Facebook and Instagram says it's cracking down on investment scams. Meta says so far this year it's cut more than 2 million scam accounts, most of them pushing cryptocurrency. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. cloudy today with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 25 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 40. On Sunday, cloudy with a high right around 45. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A disturbing situation on a flight from Milwaukee to Dallas Wednesday when a Canadian man allegedly tried to open the jet's main cabin door. Passengers subdued the man by tackling and pinning him down and taping his hands and feet. When the plane landed safely in Dallas, the man was taken into custody. A Milwaukee woman faces charges after a 3-year-old accidentally shot himself. A criminal complaint states the boy shot himself in the leg Sunday night with a handgun that 28-year-old Markeisha Smith left on a couch in her apartment. Smith was charged in court on Wednesday with neglecting a child. And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says that he and his staff are working directly with students to discuss school safety. Call said in Wausau Thursday that improvements like buzz-in systems and secure entries being made to local schools are helping students feel more secure. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Ready for the best Black Friday prices on household essentials? You'll find them at Fleet Farm. Doors open Friday at 5 a.m. with a free plush penguin for the first 500. Then enjoy great deals like KT Basic Blend Bird Seed for just $9.99. Diamond Crystal Softener Salt is on sale for $3.99 a bag. And premium hardwood fuel pellets are only $4.99 a bag. Plus, if you can't wait, early Black Friday shopping starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. online only. Only at Fleet Farm. Ready for the best Black Friday prices guaranteed? You'll find them at Fleet Farm. Doors open Friday at 5 a.m. with a free plush penguin for the first 500. Then enjoy great deals like a Blackstone griddle with free cover and accessories for just $199.99. A Milwaukee Packout Toolbox System with free organizer is only $229.97. Plus, take 30% off all in-store footwear. And if you can't wait, early Black Friday shopping starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. online only. Only at Fleet Farm.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Advent Health of Durand, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Bowerbill Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is reporting a possible scam. The Sheriff's Department's dispatch center has been taking complaints from people that a male is calling them and stating they're a member of the Sheriff's Department and that they have a warrant for your arrest and owe money due to a PPP loan. This is nothing more than a scam, and do not engage with the person. They're using technology to spoof telephone numbers and do not work for the Pepin County Sheriff's Department. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Trenton Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 17-year-old Trayton Johnson of Ellsworth was traveling northbound on Highway 63 when he lost control, entered the ditch, and overturned the vehicle. Johnson was transported to Red Wing Mayo Hospital. The city of Durand is moving forward with a purchase of a parcel of property from Xcel Energy. The city approved an offer of $3,750 an acre for a 4-acre parcel next to the sewer plant. Durand Mayor Patrick Mellern says the land will allow the city to expand the sewer plant.
We went ahead last night and going to finalize an offer on that. And it looks like hopefully we're going to be able to get that process. It will help us in the future. If we have to expand the sewer plant, it'll just give us the options that we need.
Xcel is in the process of selling the former railroad right-of-way parcels that are still left in the city. A Dunn County jury has convicted Andrew Horner of armed robbery with the threat of force and carrying a concealed weapon after a 3-day trial. Horner was found guilty of a May robbery at a Circle C gas station where he threatened to kill the clerk with a machete-style knife. Police released surveillance footage leading to tips from the public that identified Horner as the suspect. He faces over 40 years in prison and will be sentenced February 7th. Three people were seriously injured in a crash involving a semi-truck and a van Thursday. Police say the van was heading south on Seymour Cray Boulevard and attempted a left turn onto East Park Avenue when it was struck by a northbound semi. The three occupants of the van were taken to the hospital while the semi-driver was unharmed. Northbound traffic on Seymour Cray Boulevard had to be closed for over 3 hours as the Wisconsin State Patrol conducted a crash reconstruction. A man accused of murdering a woman in western Wisconsin 50 years ago was in court yesterday. John Miller is accused of killing Mary Shallis while she was hitchhiking from Minneapolis to Chicago. Prosecutors say she rejected him when he made sexual advances before he murdered her and left her body in rural Dunn County. He's currently being held on $1 million bond and will be in court again early next month. Wisconsin deer hunters have an opportunity to reduce the deer herd size and help their neighbors. Once again, the state has a very large white-tailed herd with the highest number in farmland zones. DNR deer ecologist Jeff Pritzel says that can have a downside through property damage, crop damage, or deer vehicle accidents. Hunters in farmland zones are encouraged to take antlerless deer and to utilize the deer donation program. Pritzel says that can be through the formal program or just personal relationships to harvest venison for the community and share it. In general, each deer hunting license authorizes a hunter to kill one buck and at least one doe. Where available, hunters may purchase additional antlerless deer permits for $12 each. The gun deer season runs tomorrow through December 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Matt Gaetz withdraws his name from consideration for U.S. Attorney General. The former Florida congressman made the announcement Thursday following Wednesday meetings with senators and amid bipartisan calls for the release of a House ethics report on sexual misconduct allegations. Among those calling for that, Wisconsin House Republican Representatives Scott Fitzgerald and Derek Van Orden. Fitzgerald said the report received so much attention that it's almost inevitable it will leak. Van Orden says the American people and President Trump should have access to all the pertinent information. Van Orden went on to say if the allegations against Gaetz are true, he should be charged. And if not, the media owes Gaetz an apology. A father and son are accused of destroying a controversial mural in Milwaukee. Peter and Zachariah Mailer entered a not guilty plea in court Wednesday. They're accused of using a hammer and axe in September, damaging the mural depicting a Star of David combined with a swastika. The owner of the building that displayed the mural, Isaiah Etta, told Fox 6 Milwaukee that the painting, quote, brings attention to the genocide that's taking place against the Palestinian people currently in Gaza, unquote. Outside of the courtroom, Peter Mailer commented that, quote, a swastika in any place upsets the Jewish community, unquote. The Mailers could face up to 3.5 years in prison if they're convicted on felony criminal damage to property charges. Boston school district officials say that district may have to dissolve if residents don't approve a referendum. The school board approved a measure allowing for dissolution Monday after a pair of spending questions failed in the last two elections. Superintendent Joel Heesch says the district will run out of money when the 2026 school year starts. The board is considering cutting all athletics, all field trips, all clubs, and closing an elementary school next year just to stay afloat. Boston is the largest school district in Juneau County, and it's unclear what would happen if the district folds. 13 projects in rural communities across Wisconsin will receive a $24 million boost in funding courtesy of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Wisconsin Rural Development Director Julie Lassa says the money comes through the Rural Energy for America program, which allows farmers and small businesses in rural communities to either install renewable energy systems or it can be used to help replace energy inefficient equipment. Projects getting funding include several solar arrays and grain drying systems, including two in western Wisconsin, along with a dairy manure digester. Since 2021, REAP has invested more than $66 million to projects in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's state government surplus is growing. The Evers administration now projects the state will finish the 23-25 budget with a $4 billion surplus, more than the $3.5 billion that had been expected. A first look at projected revenues for the 25-27 state budget show an additional $644.5 million the first year and just over $382.5 million in the second year, or 2.9% and 1.7% respectively. The new projections are setting the stage for more disagreement between the Democratic governor and Republicans who hold a majority in the legislature over what to do with the surplus. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Wisconsin is one of the states with the highest average credit score. A new report by WalletHub compared U.S. states based on October's TransUnion credit score data. Wisconsin ranked fourth on the list, with Minnesota at the top. Mississippi and Louisiana were at the bottom with the lowest average credit score. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinnerbell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinnerbell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Join the Cottage this Saturday from 8 till 4 for the Ornament Odyssey, a small business shop hop featuring the Cottage and five other small businesses between Durand and Nelson. The Cottage and all the participants will be offering a free ornament with any purchase. Collect all six. Door prizes and event specials will be offered along the way. Maps are available at the Cottage, downtown Durand. Spread some festive cheer and support local businesses with the Ornament Odyssey this Saturday from 8 till 4.
The Minnesota Vikings look for their fourth win in a row when they visit Chicago at Soldier Field Sunday. The Vikings are 8-2. Minnesota's defense remains a top five unit in the league, while Justin Jefferson is just 88 yards away from his fifth 1,000-yard season in a row. The Vikings haven't lost at Soldier Field since 2019. Sunday's game kicks off at noon. The Minnesota Timberwolves have now lost six of their last 20 in Toronto following a 110-105 loss to the Raptors. The Wolves led by three with under 6 minutes left in regulation before the Raptors went on a 13-1 run to take control of the contest. Now the Wolves are 8-7. They will visit the Celtics on Sunday. High school sports from last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. From the WIAA football championships, St. Catharines defeats Baldwin-Woodville 26-22 last night. Girls high school basketball in a game heard here on WRDN. Durand, Arkansas defeats Ellsworth 56-34. It was Neillsville over Mondovi 67-38. Black River Falls over Elmwood Plum City, 49-23. Menominee defeats Holman, 65-44. Elk Mound over Somerset, 58-38. Glenwood City defeats Washburn, 40-27. Boyceville over Cadott, 50-40. Cochran Fountain City defeats Alma Pepin, 49-43. St. Croix Central over Unity, 63-21. Girls High School basketball today. Red Wing is at Lake City. Spring Valley will be at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Wabasha Kellogg, they are traveling to Medford. Baldwin Woodville will be at Colfax. Prescott's, they will play at Hudson. You can follow the Durant Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit USPS.com/advantage.
A playoff rematch for the Packers on Sunday as they take on the San Francisco 49ers in a late afternoon kick at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers aren't over their 24-21 divisional playoff loss to the Niners.
Last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we'd lose the game. So just coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
It's something you'll never forget, you know what I mean? It's a feeling that you never forget, and it's just going to stick with you, you know what I'm saying, until, you know, you find your way around the hump.
Tight end Tucker Kraft and wide receiver Jaden Reed. Browns edged the AFC North leading Steelers 24-19 in a snow-filled Thursday night clash in Cleveland. Browns snapped a two-game losing streak to improve to 3-8. The Steelers dropped to 8-3. Four title games down, three to go today in the WIAA High School Football Playoffs. Catholic Memorial opens up against Notre Dame in the Division III final at 10 a.m. this morning. Last night, Stratford beat Wrightstown 21-6 to win the Division V title. In Division IV, it was Racine St. Catharines over Baldwin Woodville, 26-22. College basketball this afternoon. The Badgers take on Central Florida in the Greenbrier tip-off semifinals. That one gets underway at 4 p.m. Women's college action last night. Wisconsin beat UIC 61-57. Sarah Williams had 20 points and 14 rebounds, surpassing 1,000 points in her career. It was Green Bay knocking off DePaul 70-57. Bucks back home to host Indiana. NBA Cup action at Fiserv. Bucks have won two straight. And Aaron Judge won the American League MVP award last night, while Shohei Ohtani capturing the National League award. No surprise in either category. Brewers catcher William Contreras finished fifth in the National League voting. Willie Adames and Jackson Churio both receiving votes. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried Shopping Jewelry Television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy. We'll have highs near 40.
Northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 40. For Sunday, cloudy, highs mid-40s. Currently across the region, plenty of clouds. Wabasha, Nelson, 37. Mondovi, Ogalle, Lake City, and Pepin, 36. Plum City, 34. Here at WRDN, we do have the clouds, 33, with Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker. And when the sun goes down, good morning, it's 7:24.
In the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. All day long just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Guitar and my dark sunglasses, this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the everything gets hotter when the sun goes when down.
The sun goes
when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, I try to think about Shakespeare.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown talk. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time, she caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I fell in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town. Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's fly. The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD and Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll Chevrolet, 733. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. We'll also announce our birthday anniversary club winner as well. Coming up next hour. Also, this morning, we'll update you on the banana taped to a wall, quote, art piece, unquote. How much that went for, it's just ridiculous. I'm just saying. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning. Also, if you are going to the movie Wicked, you're advised not to sing in the theater. We'll explain here coming up. This morning as well. If you didn't hear during our 7 o'clock local news visit, Pepin County Sheriff's Department reports We got the scammers in the area again. Calling on the phone, they've spoofed the sheriff's department's phone number, and they are calling people saying, we have a warrant for your arrest. You're going to give us money now, or we're arresting you. That is a scam. Don't buy it. Hang up. Don't even engage. I know that I'm like that. You want to engage with the person because you know it's a scam. Don't do that. Just say, well, I guess for me, the only way I'd engage is saying, well, I'll see you in a few minutes, click, and hang up the phone, and that's about it. That is nothing more than a scam, a reminder that if the Pepin County Sheriff's Department or any law enforcement agency has a warrant for your arrest, they are not going to call you. They are going to visit you in person, and you're going to get to take a ride. Just saying. They're not going to call saying, well, we can make this all go away. Go get gift cards. No, don't. Just don't. That's not how that works. So if you get that phone call, just hang up. And as always, if you get that phone call, and you are, if you are, you know, maybe they're going to say something different or whatever, you can always call back the Pepin County Dispatch Center, the non-emergency number. You can call and you can say, hey, I just got this phone call saying whatever. And they, if it's a real thing, they will tell you that. If it's a fake thing, they'll say, don't worry about it. So just keep that in mind this morning. The clouds, unfortunately, are going to stick around. And eventually we'll see some sunshine, maybe. We'll have more details here with that weather forecast here coming up.
Morning, people. Wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Every single day, thousands of Wisconsin Credit Union members use our online banking services and mobile app to conveniently handle all their normal banking needs, like transferring money between their accounts or into other members' accounts, using Bill Pay, which lets them pay and keep track of all their monthly bills, all in one place. Plus, depositing checks remotely with their smartphone. And another feature that even lets them instantly send money to family and friends with a simple click or two. And rest assured, all these services are safe and secure. Easy to set up and learn, too. You can get started in just minutes. If you'd like help, check out our online video tutorials. Give us a call or stop into any office. We're always here for you. So, if you're still not taking advantage of all these free time savers, consider the thousands of Wisconsin Credit Union members who are. Clearly, there just might be something to this. Online and mobile banking from Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds, highs near 40, northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s for Saturday, opening day of the Wisconsin gun deer season. Partly sunny, we'll have highs near 40, and for Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs mid-40s. Currently across the region, plenty of clouds, Wabasha, Nelson 37, Mondovi, Ogallee, Lake City, and Pepin 36, Plum City 34. Here at WRDN, we do have clouds 33 and Josh Turner, and Why Don't We Just Dance? Good morning, it's 7:39.
Bad news on. Well, it might be me, but the way maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? And those high heel shoes you love to lose as soon as the tunes come on. On second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
So I'll cut her up.
The way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance?
Bouncing off the walls, floating on air,
baby,
baby.
Why don't we just dance?
Someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
just wanna sip it till the pain wears off. Pour me another round. Line them up and knock them down. Two more, let's go. Cause I ain't never heard like this before. Don't wanna think about her. I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drinks strong, cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world through. Bartender, hit me again. Don't wanna think about her. I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar. Can't sing without her. So make them drinks strong, cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, light 'em up, light 'em up, light 'em up, light 'em up. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. Cause I don't wanna see the truth.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Morgan Whalen, Whiskey Glasses, 752. I'm Brian Winnikins. Just a reminder, Dunn County residents are invited to attend a meeting on December 6th at the Dunn County Health Department. This will be from 11 to 2 at the Rosbach Museum in Menominee. This is to discuss the results of the 2024 Community Health Needs Assessment and plan the next steps. If you'd like more information, just contact the Dunn County Health Department. AMC theaters are reminding moviegoers you have to not sing during the showing of the movie Wicked. A playfully themed warning will be shown before the screening of the Broadway musical adaptation with a voiceover saying, "No talking, no texting. No singing, no wailing, no flirting, no nothing, no fun. Can't do anything. Just sit there. You gave us the money. You spent $50 for two pieces of popcorn and a soda. Just enjoy the movie. Sit there." Some fans have taken to social media with stories of others in their theaters singing aloud at loud volumes during the movie. Well, I get it.
you're like me and you can't carry a tune at all, it's probably not a good idea. It's kind of rude. A sing-along version of the film starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo will also hit theaters next month. Okay, now what happens when you have the sing-along version? Then what are you supposed to do? And I want to know, is the sing-along version like Blue's Clues? You know, or they kind of wait for the crowd's reaction, even though it's a film?
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Need snacks and treats for Deer Camper Thanksgiving? Visit O'Galley Cheese Factory for homemade squeaky fresh curds, take and bake pizza, locally made beef sticks and brats, plus a variety of craft beers. Call ahead and O'Galley Cheese Factory can have your cheese and sausage trays ready to go before Deer Camp or your Thanksgiving dinner. O'Galley Cheese Factory store is open 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
Keys to Progress, honoring veterans. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Sculptor Sabin Howard helped to create the National World War I Memorial. He wants you to remember this.
I want the visitor 100 years from now have the same feeling that I had when I went to go see the David when I was 25. It's a simple thing, but very deep.
Make sure your family's well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Girl, I always pictured it'd be pouring down rain. With old singing some song about trains. And midnight taillights tearing down a highway or some other heartbroken cliche. But there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Full of 3 day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud and a forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave.
Hate the damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of keystone. Nothing.